It's time to play the show. The bell has rung, and that big show might be over, but it's time for us to bring wrestling information you can enjoy with the match predictions, analysis, the ups and downs of professional wrestling, all reaction, some beverage drinking to bring you logic on tap with your good brothers. It's time for you to look into the eyes of Howard Blues and the Mark Kidder on Beer, Blues, and BS.
Good evening and welcome to a special Triple B wrestling review, because that's what we call these. That's right, we're going to be talking wrestling. It's AEW Dynamite, but tonight we're not reviewing anything. We're doing predictions. That's right, for anybody who doesn't know, this is where we make our predictions on how we think the show will go. I'm the living embodiment of Charlie Brown, Howard Blues, alongside my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the Mark Kidder. Kidder, how you doing?
Good evening, Howard. Doing all right, ready to make some predictions. How about you?
I was not ready to make predictions. I think this is going to go terrible, and we'll just... it is what it is. So for everybody, if this is your first time joining us, Kidder and I have been watching pay-per-view / premium live events together for a number of years now, and we play this little game where we make predictions who we think will win. Sometimes we put in bonus questions, and the winner at the end of the night wins the now defunct WWE pay-per-view bragging rights. Currently, Kidder, coming out of WrestleMania with a little bit of controversy attached, but I am the holder of bragging rights.
The whole show.
And this is your chance to win it back, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. It's, of course, an AEW show, which means we got, what, 14, 16, 17 matches on this thing?
Probably 20. Yeah, sure.
Oh, geez. Okay, so we're going to have a lot of predictions to go through. We're locking them in. So this is, you're seeing us do our predictions. Hey, join us Sunday night after the show. As crazy as that sounds, we'll give our review. We try to be fairly quick fire about it because, you know, it's going to be like 11 o'clock at night when this thing wraps up and we both have work in the morning. It's one of the things why I like the fact that WWE has moved to Saturday nights. It gives us Saturday night to do this, and that's a brand for another day. All right, Kidder, I got my handy dandy notebook. Yes, I said handy dandy notebook. My kids are obsessed with Blue's Clues and it's late. And then Howard is functioning on like half a brain. So,
okay.
Take her away, Kidder.
All right. First match on AEW Dynasty 2024 is The Acclaimed with Daddy Ass versus the Bullet Club Gold for the AEW Trios titles. This is titles for titles. So maybe it's for the Ring of Honor Trios champion. I don't know. It's tiny font and the graphics sucks. I can't read it. So everybody loves the Acclaimed. So I'm going with the Acclaimed just because.
I know very little about AEW. I'm going to go with the Acclaimed. Well, it's because I don't even know who's in Bullet Club Gold, so I'm going to go with the Acclaimed.
That's Jay White and the Guns, i.e. Billy Gunn's kids.
I'm going to go with the Acclaimed. I'm going to stick to it.
All right. Next match on the card for the FTW Championship. It's your FTW Champion Hook versus Lionheart Chris Jericho, and I'm going to pick Hook with this one because there's probably going to be some interference from Taz.
I am also going with Hook, mostly because Jericho doesn't need the title.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, next one, AEW Dynasty. It is the AEW Continental Championship, which the current holder is Hakuchikawa Okada. Gesundheit. Sorry, said it wrong. versus Pac. And I'm guessing Okada is going to retain the championship.
I am also taking Okada, the Rainmaker. The guy was impressive in New Japan, held the title over there for the longest time. I don't think that they're having him lose this title unless they're ready for him to go for the championship. And I don't think they're ready for that quite yet. So,
especially since he took it off Orange Cassidy, who had it a long time in two title reigns. Okay. Next one is for the AEW World Tag Team Championship. It's a ladder match. It features the douchebags, the Young Bucks, versus FTR. And obviously, I need to go with the greatest tag team of all time, at least in our living era, and that is FTR.
And you know, I'm going to pick FTR because I've been a huge fan of FTR since I saw them as the Revival back in NXT. So, big fan. I'm choosing them regardless. So, Kidder, so far this is kind of boring. We've been picking the same. It's funny. Oh. You start reading off like the matches. I'm like, I'm going with so-and-so. It's that.
Yep. That's basically how it's going tonight. Next one, probably the same. It is for the AEW International Championship, not to be confused with the Intercontinental Championship, because that's what WWE has, and they have to have the International Championship. And I should clarify what I said before. Orange Cassidy held this championship for a long time. The Continental Championship is a different one, and that's a whole thing that we'll have to explore later. Roderick Strong is the current international champion, and this match is for the championship versus Kyle O'Reilly. And Roderick Strong being part of the overall big kingdom group, whatever it is now, and I've sped through AEW, so I'm kind of behind on the names and everything, and they change it every 3 weeks. So Roderick Strong retains.
I'm right there with you. I think Roderick Strong is a better wrestler than Kyle O'Reilly, so I think they're going to keep it on him for a bit.
All right, next match on the card on AEW Dynasty Saturday, April 21st is a trios match. That means absolutely nothing. It's the House of Black versus the AEW TNT champion, Adam Copeland, on the edge of things. Eddie Kingston, he's a something or other champion, and Mark Briscoe. I go with the House of Black because this match means basically nothing.
Here's the funny thing, Kidder. You said who was in this. You said House of Black. I'm like, okay, House of Black. And then you read off who the other team was. I'm like, oh, Kidder's definitely going with Adam Copeland's team. So the fact that you came around to House of Black, we both have House of Black on this.
My gosh. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm saying. The titles. Doesn't mean anything.
It honestly doesn't. And yeah, okay. Well, so far, this is a very boring prediction game.
This will be the greatest review of all time because we'll go, we got all of these right and none of these wrong, or these wrong, whatever the case is. And good night, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We don't even have to have a beer. We don't even have to drink because we're just done.
Kidder, I will say at some point, because I know me, I will eventually choose one of these and I will just go, well, you went with them. I'm going to go with the other guy because somebody's got to win the damn thing.
All right. Well, the next one, potential tiebreaker, is for the AEW Women's World Championship. And the current champion is Toni Storm, i.e. Timeless Toni Storm. She lives in black and white with her butler and probably the other lady who's with her, I think Mariah May, I don't remember, versus Thunder Rosa. Toni Storm to retain.
Yeah, Thunder Rosa, if I recall, didn't really have much of a great run the last time she had the title. So I
think she got injured.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it on Storm. I do. So
now, not necessarily in the order they're going to be in, but potentially because they are on AEW's website. So take that with a grain of salt. Next one is your AEW World Championship match. Current champion, Samoa Joe, versus Swerve Strickland. Samoa Joe retains.
Oh, I really like Joe. He seems like the only person that they have that can really carry this company for right now. So I feel like it's going to be Joe. Nothing against Swerve. I think Swerve is a great wrestler with what little I've seen of his work. I just don't know if he's ready to try and carry this company on his back and be the star. I think that Joe has more draw power. So I think they're going to keep it as Joe.
Yeah, Swerve's good. He had a good promo. I actually paid attention to that promo sitting in this very seat on Wednesday night. But I like Samoa Joe better. So there's that. Okay, next match on the list for us, the second to last, is Julia Hart, the TNT, TBS, whatever network championship, TBS, versus Willow Nightingale. Willow doesn't need this title. I think Julia is going to retain because it's part of the whole shtick as part of the House of Black being dominant.
Yep, I'm the same. I also think she's got a bigger following than Willow Nightingale. This has never happened, folks. We have never had 100% matching picks. Holy I can just crap. Tell you, as the guy who keeps this spreadsheet, this has never happened.
Holy crap. Okay, here's the final match. I'm going to give you the out to make it never happen. It is AEW Dynasty's likely main event. Will Ospreay,
brov, all right, brov, I got to say brov, every broven word, brov,
versus the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson. Danielson doesn't need the win. Ospreay, still new, still a powerhouse, taking the win.
I hate this, Kidder. I hate this. And I hate it because I agree. Your logic is spot on. It's so damn spot on. And Danielson has a history of putting other people over.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to put other people over.
Forever. Yeah.
I want to pick the other guy. I want to pick Danielson just to be contrarian, but I know that's a stupid pick, and I'm just throwing away the win here.
That's a stupid pick. Okay. All right.
I'm just being serious. I'm picking Ospreay. I just, like, as soon as you said Ospreay, I'm like, oh, well, of course. He's their new golden child. He's of course they're going to do that. And then you said Danielson. I'm like, well, crap. I'm locked
in. This is unbelievable that we have picked exactly the same. The first time in all of the years we've been doing this.
Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. And for anybody who's just like, oh, Howard's picking the same. No, oftentimes as you're reading off, I'm sitting here writing down, like when you said House of Black, I wrote House of Black because that's who I was going to choose. You know, you said Young Bucks and FDR. I'm like, well, FDR, of course. I love FDR. So it's just, wow. I think we need a bonus question, Kidder. I don't know what it's going to be, but we need some sort of bonus question to decide this. We can't just go down as a tie. This is stupid then.
I don't think that we really do, just because it starts at 6 o'clock and it's still going to go until 11. And then we have to do the post show and we still have to work the next day. And so as much as this is a pay-per-view, it doesn't matter. just like these picks. And so I feel it still doesn't, even though I would have an opportunity to get a bonus question right and take bragging rights away from you to where they belong, I don't care.
All right. Well, guys, get ready for a sad review show because we have nothing on the line.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be ridiculous.
I promise we'll do better at Backlash. April 21st,
AEW Dynasty at Chaffetz Arena in St. Louis, Missouri, 6 p.m. Central Time start. Means they'll be done about 11 p.m. Central Time, past our bedtime. And then doing this review show, and we'll make it short. So please tune into the Triple B right here on YouTube for the live version. And, of course, you know, we'll have the other versions for you on all of our audio platforms. Teases on Facebook and Instagram. Howard, take it home.
Yeah. As Gitter said, join us Sunday. If you liked all this banter between us, hey, it's only going to be just as good because we're going to be even more sleep deprived. We'll try and get you through that review quick and cleanly and hopefully with a lot more fun. With that, thank you for tuning into this. Hey, if you want to leave your own picks, comment, you know, put them down in the comments. Let us know what you think. What are your predictions? Maybe you can do better than the two of us. It could happen. Please leave your comments in there. And again, join us for that live show because, hey, you can join us. You can share your comments as we are doing the show live. It makes a lot of fun. We get a lot of banter back and forth. You get to be a part of the show. So make sure you do that. And with that, keep your glass at least half full. Hey, free beer tomorrow. I promise. Once tomorrow gets here, free beer. And we will catch you all down that way too damn long of a show, Tuscan Highway. Night, everybody.